Hey, JB.
What's up?
Don't stop.
Keep pouring?
Keep pouring, my friend.
Hi, folks. You want to save some money using promo code THELASTDROP? Of course you do. So head over to manscaped.com. Manscaped Performance Package is the best men's hygiene bundle you could ever receive. First off, you get the Weed Whacker, which is the electric nose and ear hair trimmer. I absolutely love this thing and have been using it regularly since I received the 4.0 Performance Package. But that's not all. You also get a pair of underwear that are just oh so comfortable, and I would know because I'm wearing them as we speak. You also receive the ball deodorant, which protects your family jewels from smelling like holiday drools. You also get the ball toner, which is a quick pick-me-up for whenever you want to introduce some style to your balls, and it's good for you when you're on the road. And last but not least, you receive the Lawnmower 4.0. This beauty is the personification of keeping your balls trimmed to perfection. It's cordless, it's waterproof, it comes with a 4000K LED spotlight to make sure you don't miss an inch of hair on those balls. This bad boy has specifically engineered ceramic blades to help cut through thick hair while reducing pulling, nicks, or cuts. Trust me on this, your balls will thank you. And that's not all. When you go to checkout, you can use promo code THELASTDROP, THELASTDROP, to receive 20% off. That's The Last Drop, THELASTDROP, at manscaped.com. As we always say, don't stop, keep pouring. Well, we're now also saying, don't stop, keep shaving, because your balls will thank you.
People, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls around the world, welcome to the very first edition of 2023's The Last Drop. I'm your godfather of whiskey, I'm JB, and I got this fine young man here with me today.
Yep, that guy. I'm here.
That guy Yunes,
man. Yep. Start off 2023 with me. Yeah.
I got two in here with me right now. I got little JoJo over here too, my little sister.
Hi.
Yeah, look at my little sister, because you know what? Today's a very special day. It's New Year's. It's the last drop.
My Niners won.
My Niners just won. They just won, literally, right now.
Second place.
My sister's upset right now because we, you know, the Eagles about to lose, and then we about to be taking the first spot. You know,
her Cowgirls only beat what, Tennessee with nobody.
Oh, keep all sharp objects away, real quick, or whatever stuff.
Derrick Henry didn't even play, so
she about to stab you, Negro.
You have Tony Pollard.
And
Tony Pollard is better than Zeke.
Yeah, Tony Pollard is better than Zeke.
Yeah. So, I agree with that. I agree with that statement.
Yeah. I would take Tony Pollard any day with Zeke. Zeke's pretty much done these days.
Right? Yeah, but yeah. Could you imagine what the game would have been like if Derrick Henry would have played?
Anyway, I got something special for Yoon here, and only my sister JoJo and me know about here. I don't know if you've been following, but this month we said we were going to do something very special. And the look on your face.
Wait, do you have Jesus tears?
Well, JoJo, hand me the bottle of what we're going to be doing today.
Jesus tears.
I thought you'd get a little excited about this.
Cause we earned it.
Wait a minute. This ain't the... JoJo, that's not it. No. It's right here, girl. Hold on.
That's a nice bottle.
It's right here.
The fuck? You couldn't at least get the right flavor? Cranberry. Okay, ladies and gentlemen.
Your fucking lips just quivered.
They just pulled out a White Claw hard seltzer surge. It's a cranberry flavor. Like, at least you could have got, like, the blackberry or, like, black cherry or something, anything.
I figured, I like cranberry juice, and I said, well, maybe this be good, I guess. I don't know if you knew this or not.
Can I crack it open?
It's seltzer months.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I guess I'll be cracking it open.
So, hold on, before you crack that, I just bamboozled him because I pulled out a bottle of champagne with the 49ers logo on it.
And, champagne.
The champagne, and the reason why my sister is here because she said, I want to try White Claw. I never tried one or whatever.
No, you don't.
Yoon, I would say you're in your 40s. Have you ever had a White Claw?
I think I have.
What the fuck?
I think I have a few times because I was at like different functions and they didn't have beer and all they had was White Claws.
I have never had a White Claw in my life. Actually, I've never had a seltzer. Oh, I had on the show. I have
okay,
one.
Okay. Let's keep it real. If you've had seltzer, minus the alcohol, like seltzer water or some kind of seltzer-type beverage, right? And you put like a little hint of...
It's just carbonation, right?
Like vodka, Right? That's kind of what it is. Yeah, that's kind of what it is. Yeah. So imagine if you took a little bit of vodka, put a little seltzer water in there, shook it up, and you drank it.
Put more water in it, shake it?
Pretty much, Motussin, yeah.
Well, all three of us in this room right now are all whiskey drinkers.
Yeah.
Feel free to crack that open. I'm going to crack this open. Yeah, because...
Wait, this, can we hear the...
Oh, yeah. Ooh, that was a good... Oh, a little spray. Look at a little fizz just popped up with her. That's your glass. It doesn't even sound like porn.
It looks like a Sprite.
It looks like Sprite.
You know what it looks like? It looks like Alka-Seltzer. You know when you put the tablets in it?
It looks like Obey Your Thirst.
We can't desecrate this cup.
Yeah, you could desecrate it. It's fine. It's got my initials on it and everything, but okay. That does look like Alka-Seltzer. Janae, would you like the can or would you like a cup?
Oh, you could just have the whole can then. You get the rest.
All right, everyone. All right. So what we do here on the show, we just...
I don't even need to smell it because it just smells like,
it smells like fucking juice and
stuff. Like cranberry juice with like a hint of effervescence. Like
it smells like what was that band called? Juice. Evanescence. So here, cheers everyone. Mm. Cheers. Go Niners.
Yeah, that little thug was the can.
Yeah.
I told you, right? Was I right? Was I right or was I wrong about it? It tastes like seltzer water. With a little hint of vodka.
That's like grass.
That's not very good.
That's like grass fed too, though.
Yeah.
Oh, that is fucking disgusting. People smell this
nice.
Shit?
It smells nice.
I will say, yeah.
It smells fantastic in terms of cranberry.
The cranberry on the nose. Whatever. Like, you don't even taste the fucking cranberry, though, when you sip it, though. It just...
It tastes like dirty water.
It doesn't it? Yeah. Doesn't it?
It tastes like the Raiders almost beat the 49ers.
Yeah.
Got stank face on you, whatever.
Pitiful.
It's like you went to Vegas for New Year's, whatever, and you thought it was a cold sore, only to wake up and said, oh, shit, that's herpes, baby.
Mm.
And then you make that stank...
Oh. You just make the thing look worse.
Oh. And then it starts flaming up literally right there. I don't know how to... People drink this on a regular basis?
Yeah.
Yep.
I don't know how.
This is the thing, man. Oh, God. I'm having a hard time.
Oh, I can't drink no more of that. Mm-hmm. That's fucking horrible. That's fucking horrible,
I just,
too.
I downed it. I'm good.
How are you doing over there?
I'm good.
Dirty water.
Yeah. Oh. I guess you can't use your catchphrase. It tastes like alcohol, huh?
It does not taste like alcohol.
It tastes like dirty water. Where she is,
wait, hold on.
No, but she's on the spectrum now.
Wait a minute.
When it tastes like alcohol, that means it's legit. When it tastes like crap, dirty water.
I'm very happy that my sister, who's only 25, can drink whiskey with us and stuff like that. But I have to tell you, drinking this, I know people around our age group that literally drinks this, mainly the ladies and some of the younger dudes who that drink this and say they get fucked up on this.
That's nasty.
How do you get fucked up on this?
Yeah, when you drink like 30 of them, it makes sense.
You got diabetes and shit like
that's disgusting.
Probably.
You drinking 30 of these?
Yeah, you know those millennials? You know those young millennial punks? We drink like 30 of them?
Oh.
Like, oh, let me get a White Claw. Let me get a whatever.
That's a fucking big can right there, though. Like,
no, usually they're like smaller.
They
like,
do.
Oh, yeah,
like,
yeah.
They're like Red Bull cans. They're like two tiny ones.
So I got that at Rouse for $2.79.
You pay $2.79 for that?
Yeah.
Why don't you just take it from somewhere? You just took it from somewhere.
You pay $2.79.
You could have been at a work event.
Yeah.
You've been at a work event, but like, hey, you guys got any like White Claws or anything? Yeah. And then just stick it in the pocket.
I'll give my company this. We have way better alcohol on stock. Except for our wine. It's like $7.99 wine. I don't know why we do that.
Oh, it's like better than $2.
It's Target wine.
Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah. That's Santa Monica. Oh, yeah. They got wine all day, whatever. Yeah, I paid $2.79 for that. And you know what the fucked up part about it? It was an old... I don't want to break. There was an old Korean lady at the cash register, the self-checkout, right? And she said, sir, no, I have to look at that right there. Sir, I don't know why she has that accent. That ain't even Asian. Mm-hmm. She's like... And I said, here, just take it. And she said, you have to come here, sir. She's an older lady, too. And she said, don't forget your beer. This beer is delicious. I just looked at her. I said, can you stop being so loud about it? Everybody probably looking at me now. Like, that's how embarrassed I was of buying the motherfucker. I tried to
keep it. It's all right. It's all right.
I had to pull my phone out and be like, oh, hey, what's up, Mom? Yeah, I got you that White Claw.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's all
yeah.
good.
Yeah. Yeah, I got that White Claw.
But you ain't
got
to perpetrate. Just walk in and just get it. It is what it is.
I went to a whole other city to get this motherfucker.
So people don't know you? So when you walk in, I ain't never seen him walk in the store before.
I had a hat on with a hoodie on, too, when I bought a purchase of it. Yeah. I looked, and I made the mistake, looked right up at the cash. Oh, shit.
I can hear the catchphrase now. I ain't never seen a black person ever buy a White Claw before.
I went to a Rouse on between Lakewood Boulevard and some other street in Downey. I don't even go to Downey. Janae looking at me like, Downey?
You paid $2.79 for some bullshit.
Exactly. That might be the title of this show. Yeah. You paid $2.79
for some bullshit. $2.79 for some bullshit. God, it is pretty bad.
My sister like, you could have gave me that $3.
I know.
I could have bought a.
You could have said that for next year's McRib.
There's a crackhead right now that's saying I wouldn't have even sucked a dick for $2.79, let alone buying that for $2.79. Yeah. My question is though, Janae's in that right age group. Motherfuckers are drinking this and getting fucked up on it.
Yeah. All of them. It's a thing they now. Are. It's a thing now. You know why? It's because they can keep consuming. More alcohol, more beverage, right? You can't.
It's already lost its fizz.
Yeah, but it's okay.
For fucking minutes.
But you have to remember that thing has more alcohol than beer.
What's the alcohol percentage on that?
Like 5%.
Yeah, see, there you go. See, told you.
Well, no, not more than most craft beers.
No, but general beers, like
fucking Miller Lite.
Right, beers like what 5% maybe 4 or 5
like 6 or 7 yeah.
That little can is 8. All right, but it don't taste like any kind of alcohol. Cause it tastes like dirt, like dirty water.
That company needs to be sued for lying.
But all these companies make them now. They even got ones where they got like vitamins and minerals.
Jack
in
Daniels
it.
Has them and shit now.
What the fuck?
It tastes like cranberry.
It don't even taste like cranberry.
No, it smells like.
It smells like cranberry,
but it don't taste like cranberry.
So Crown Royal and Jack Daniels also have like I don't know if they call them seltzers though, but they're more like cocktails.
I think they're the same thing. Like Smirnoff makes it. I think like Anthony Anderson promotes that.
I was gonna get like a case of the Jack Daniels or Crown Royal one. No. But they didn't sell them individually, and they came in cases for $29. I said,
What are you gonna do? Use it to like clean your cars?
Oh, Janae said it would have tasted better than that.
I think it would have tasted better than
that. I might have to have her come back.
Wait, it tastes better for what?
The Jack Daniels or the Crown Royal one tastes better.
No, they're all garbage. They're all garbage, okay? When garbage is garbage, okay? Look, shit, because it came from somewhere else, doesn't taste like different shit. Shit is shit, okay? It's shit.
I don't know. Would you rather eat cow shit or dog shit?
It's shit.
Oh, okay.
Shit is shit, okay? Okay? You get me a big shit pile from a cow, and you're getting your big old shit pile from a dog, I guarantee you, at the end of the day, I'm going to be like, it tastes like shit.
Okay, how about shit? What about shit from Tyrone Biggums or shit from, Ezell?
No, same shit.
Oh, you sure?
Same shit.
I don't know, man.
Depends. Because one might be a little murky and kind of wet.
Yeah.
Kind of like a pudding. Another one could be a little bit more stewy, a little bit more thicker, but still kind of wet. You know, just the consistency of the liquid that's in it, you know? One's like more like muddy
people,
as opposed to more like chunky muddy.
People, he literally just poured this for me. It's already lost its carbonation.
It's terrible. 0 stars. I do not recommend. No. Oh,
so
don't buy.
JoJo,
this is not a good buy.
Our
best buy.
Our rating on here is a last drop is the highest. Mm-hmm. Then you got like a 3.5, 3, 2.5, 1. And then the lowest of lows is a fuck it.
It's a fuck it.
No, say it here. I have to say,
go
fuck yourself.
Mad at somebody and you want to fucking throw something at them.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Oh, what was that video of the dude beating that chick, or that other dude with a lip, what was it, Lipton?
The Texas T, the Texas T one.
What was it called? What's the name of that T?
Yeah,
the one he beat that dude's ass with or whatever. Oh my God,
Something hard tea.
I literally saw it right next to this too, which is funny enough. Yeah. Whatever.
Because that dude said something.
Is it the one that's in the yellow can?
Yeah.
Yellow and blue can. I don't know what it's called.
Twisted tea. Yeah.
See, the thing is this: what shocks me is that the fact that the brother was buying it, but hey, he beat up on that dude with.
That's the rating on it.
Why?
Remember?
That's the rating.
Why?
Because. You know why it got 5 stars? It's because that dude got beat up with it. They're like, I love this can because it got power.
Honestly, I agree with JoJo on it. That's like the can when you find out your man cheated on you and you can't pick up nothing else and you got that.
This.
You don't even throw it. You just take it and you just start beating, like shoe beating his ass. Like, bitch, I can't believe you cheated on me, whatever. And he cracks it open while you beat.
Let me get a little bit before you throw it away.
How the fuck do you lose carbonation that fast?
Because like I said, it's a seltzer.
No more.
Yeah.
What does yours taste like out of the can still then?
Nothing. Warm. But she said.
She said warm. That shit already warm. Dirt water. That shit been in a fridge for all day at good temperature wine levels, whatever shit. Good.
I wonder if you'd have thrown it in the freezer. You know, that's a good thought.
Oh, like a slush style?
No, and see if it would freeze. Like, would it freeze?
Well,
because usually alcohol. Most alcohols don't freeze, right?
No.
So my thinking is, would that can freeze and potentially blow up in the fridge? Freezer.
So Drizzly, which is funny because they always give the drizzling shits, they gave this a 4.0 out of 5.
Okay. That's okay.
Okay.
Terrible.
Yeah, you know why? Because those are all the people that like that shit.
Untapped, I think I've heard of them. They gave it, they said the White Claw Seltzer works, and they gave it a 3 out of 5.
Yeah, these are all millennial people.
I don't see not one rating on this that's lower than a 3.
Yeah, because most of these people are trying to drink this thing, because, like I said, you know that whole saying, tonight we're getting fucked up.
How are you getting fucked up on this, though, unless you, like you said...
Yeah, you gotta drink gallons and gallons of this shit.
How much is this at a bar? Jojo, how much is this at a bar?
I don't know. Even ordered this.
Have you seen
We should go find a bar eventually and see how much
it costs. Hell no.
We should do market research. Market research and find out how much. Can we just call a local bar and ask them? Like, hey, how much? You guys have White Claw?
I'm sure Jojo's friend knows or whatever. Do you think Deja knows?
Deja don't even drink this.
Yeah, Deja got better taste. That's why. Shit, everybody does.
I think everyone does.
Yeah.
This is the desperation in case of emergency.
So, okay, so. My sister just clowned me for paying $2.79. She said I over fucking pay for this shit. How much are they charging for this at a bar?
Probably like $10.
It's got to be like $8.
No. Well, remember every demographic depends where you're gonna be at. So I would say that on the average, maybe like $10-$12.
Suck my dick, dude. Yeah. Suck my dick. Yeah. You got to be fucking kidding me.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
No, I know you're not lying because I think I saw that somewhere when I looked at a menu and it was at a bar in LA, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, and it says White Claw and it was like $10.
Yeah, I remember it was like 12 something or whatever. And so instead of just buying a cocktail, which you could probably get for $12 or any other drink for $12,
you could ask for tap water and that's free.
Yeah.
And tap water's free.
And tell them to put a lemon in it, too.
Even better.
And you know why they call it tapping? Because you just tap it on your ass or whatever and shit. Because that's what you do with tap water. You clean your ass with it or whatever.
You just tap it on your balls.
Tap it on your balls or whatever and shit. Jojo, like, I'd rather tap this on someone's balls than fucking drink it again.
Disgusting.
She needs to wash her car.
You know that
one, like, that bird stain or that little tar, that tree sap shit?
Yeah.
She's going to pour it on there, watch it sizzle for a
second. Nah, you know why? I think
this works real good.
She wouldn't do that because, like, wouldn't that be funny if it fucked up her car?
Oh, man.
She's going to say, fuck
these White Claw bastards. Ruin my fucking car. I was watching this TikTok video and they said this shit was supposed to work.
I would drink Budweiser over this.
Damn! I almost spit that damn White Claw shit.
Wow.
This is terrible. Damn. I don't know who drinks this.
Banquet beer.
Budweiser.
The Budweiser. Yeah. The Bud Lights and all. So there's some redneck listening going like, I like her.
Yeah.
That girl like know her goddamn drinks. Whatever. You come on down to Dallas down, boy.
The only thing I give props to Budweiser is just the fact that it's a play on words because the Bud makes me wiser. What?
Is that a dad joke, Jojo?
That ain't no dad joke!
What was that?
That's no dad joke!
It was for sure a dad joke.
How would that be? I'm not a dad, by the way.
That you know of.
That's true. That I know of.
You came here very nicely on a yacht.
Yeah. It's called a Honda Ridgeline. Yeah.
Oh, is that what they called it back then?
Yes.
Oh,
yes,
okay.
Yes,
yeah. All right. Yeah. That's where Honda got the idea for that car. All right.
Yeah.
You put fobs in it. You know what? Here, you want to finish this?
I guess.
Nah, I don't want you. That's all right. No. Sir,
I'll take
no.
over the team.
No, sir. I have plans for this.
What are you going to do? You gonna try to wash the bird shit off your car?
The toilet. No.
I'll consume it.
No.
It's a human consumer.
I have better shit in here, as you can see. I want you to consume. I don't want you to get...
That's all right.
I don't want you wasting your energy on fucking... What is this called? White Claw Surge Cranberry View. Right now...
Cranberry.
Wait, so what's the difference between the Surge and the regular
one? I actually don't know.
I think the Surge has a little bit more energy. I have no idea.
That's what I thought. I thought it was like a low calorie one.
Yeah, but an energy drink. I don't know. Surge?
I was like, is it like low calorie or something like that? Oh, wait. So it says that I think the Surge is like higher ABV than regular White
Claw. Oh, so okay. So this is the one you buy so you can get fucked up faster. So instead of drinking 30 of them, you only have to drink 15 of them.
Oh, you're going to love this review. I just pulled up a review on Vine Pear. They gave it a 4 out of 5. This thing got 229 calories, by the way.
Fake sugar.
They said this higher ABV seltzer cranberry aromas arrive with tart freshness.
Okay.
That's a lie. I don't get tartiness at all.
I just smell cranberry. Dirty water. Yeah, I just smell cranberry.
Here's the funnier part right now. The palate on this is noticeably boozy.
The palate is noticeably boozy. Wait, what is this person drinking? Like, everything you must
they
drink.
They got paid to do that review.
Exactly. That's a paid review. This person's drinking dirt water and, like, just, like, sucking on a metal pipe and then drinking this shit.
It goes further. Hold on, I gotta sip this again now. Hold on, I'm curious now. Here, I'll even give you a little more.
Yeah, give me a little more, and then I will tell you exactly what it tastes like.
Dirty-ass water.
Don't get me wrong. It does still smell like cranberry.
That is not fucking boozy. That's not even close to boozy. It's not even a hint of this shit on there.
It's boozy.
Like club soda.
Damn. Dirty club soda.
Yes.
That's what I
mean. It says, but the fruit flavor integrates well with the alcohol, creating a perfect balance between the two.
The fuck?
You can't even taste the cranberry.
Yeah.
It says, if it's a lightly sparkling canned boozy vodka cranberry you see, this is where it's at. Grab 3 of these if you can.
3? He said, grab 3?
You want me to spend $10 for 3 of
these?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. She did the math on her head. She said, wait a minute. $279 times 3.
Yeah, you have to pay that CRV shit, so it's like over $3.
Look, okay, it did a pros and con too.
What's the cons?
Pros. Authentic cranberry aroma.
No.
Surprisingly easy to drink.
Here's the hard to drink.
I can see the part where it's like easy to drink.
Hold on, dude, it don't even taste good. So how can that be easy
it's
to drink?
Hard
then?
To drink, real hard.
No, I can see the part where it's easy to drink.
No, you could drink this on a regular daily basis, just hanging out with people.
Oh God, no.
Okay, then thank you.
But I'm saying, like, you know, for most people that like that would drink cheap beer as opposed to this cheap shit, right? Like beer, some people, you know, it's an acquired taste. This,
okay, I'll say this then, yeah. JoJo, does it not have like this bitter aftertaste on it too?
It does.
So how is that easier? I get what you're saying, or whatever. Yeah. But it's just like
there's coming from the beer perspective.
There's this fucking
from a beer drinker.
There's this fucking bitter aroma out of the back of my throat. I can't get rid of now, whatever and shit. The cons. This is where y'all really gonna laugh. The cons is the reason why he doesn't enjoy it or produces more. He says it's boozier than most seltzers. So apparently,
what the hell does other seltzers taste like?
Must be even worse.
It's probably worse.
Wait, when was this review put out? Was
August of this year.
Oh shit, then he must have COVID. This person had COVID. It couldn't taste shit. Yeah, it couldn't smell shit, couldn't taste shit.
Damn, and you know another con here? This thing got more calories than regular White Claw.
Wait, what?
Yeah, so apparently, like, the calories are higher in this than the white can one that has, like, the less alcohol in it. So that tells me that I'm dying quicker, too, drinking this shit because my fucking diabetes and cholesterol just shot up.
Man.
Damn.
Oh, it's tough.
They have another one in that blue can that's called Blood Orange.
They don't have a black cherry? I remember seeing a black cherry.
I bring the black with your cherry.
This is terrible.
Yeah. So I take it we're all...
This is a fucked up way to start my New Year.
Well, I have to agree. I thought my Niners were gonna lose, and then thank goodness they squeaked out the win.
And then I told you I had a surprise for you,
right? And then
you was happy, huh? You thought it was Booker 30, didn't you?
I thought it was something gonna be exciting, maybe like a.
You thought it was George T. Sagan and Booker 30, didn't you?
I actually thought it was like a gold spot. You're gonna surprise me with a gold spot nine year. And then I saw a gold bottle, and then. This.
The blue can?
Then this. Yeah.
If I make you feel any better, we got lobster and crab in there. I'm sorry, not lobster, steak and crab.
I don't even know how this is gonna take the taste out of my mouth.
I got something that can knock that out. It's called Booker's 30.
Oh, we can do that.
Yeah,
we can do that.
It'll knock the fuck out of that. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
are you getting down with us? Are you getting down with us? Wait, you don't want to know the Booker's 30. Wouldn't you rather have Booker's 30 than that? Dirty water? Yeah, dirty water.
So, what you giving this, JoJo? I think you already gave your...
Hard no.
I think you gave it a fuck it, didn't you?
Fuck it.
Yeah, okay.
Mine is more of a GFY, you know, just go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
Because, yeah. Like, why would I spend money on this? I'd probably spend money on other things. Like,
I want
gas,
I want
food.
What can you do with $2.97 that's better than
buy
this?
Buy a bag of chips.
She announced it right away.
She already knew the answer. Yeah. I got an answer for you.
She's like, Ralph's got a sale on cupcakes right now. You're 2 for $6. Shit, you get a bag. You
I
get
go
a...
buy some candy. 2 for $3.
Oh, ooh. Shit. Mm.
I go to McDonald's.
Yeah.
I go to McDonald's.
I go to Wendy's.
Or, no, you know what? Yeah. I'll stop by my local taco guy and get a couple tacos.
Oh, yeah.
I get a couple tacos.
Get 3 tacos, cool. Probably. Yeah, okay.
Cool.
Yeah, this is a hard fucking for me. This is horrible.
That was rough.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. This,
we muscled through it.
Yeah, I can't believe we went 25 minutes talking about this.
Oh, it is what it is. You know what it is?
It tastes like shit. Goodbye.
At the end of the day, when you talk shit, mm-hmm. you can talk shit forever.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when you're talking shit about something you don't like.
Well, the reason why we did a seltzer month, we wanted to see with all the hype. But we wanted to see why are people at the bar spending their hard-earned money on this.
Fucking stupid.
Because they fucking stupid. There you go. You know what? That's a perfect way to wrap this up. So with that said, because they fucking stupid. That is right. With that said, that's that guy Yoon.
Yep, that's me. Yep.
My little baby sister over there. That's JoJo.
Hi.
Happy 2023, everybody.
Yeah, happy 2023. This is horrible.
Started off better than us. Yeah. And, you know, started off way better than us. Put a little different taste in your mouth than garbage.
If you want a good 2023, don't drink this shit.
Yes. 2023 and beyond.
You could put a blue waffle in your mouth and it might taste better than this.
It probably tastes better too.
You'll have an after effect that you didn't want, but you know.
Yeah, it's all
right. Yeah.
That's just curable.
Yeah, I think so too.
This addiction could not be cured.
I'm your godfather of whiskey. I'm JB. And like we always say, livers never be same. Glasses never be dry.
Hey, and the space between your legs, I hope it's up so wet for 2023. You know it!
Cheers!
I'm not drinking this ever again.